Patient name, James Young, Young. Date of birth is 5/27 of 50. Date of service, 7/10 of 23. This is a 73-year-old male patient. He is here today for his refill of medications, which are many, period, new paragraph. The patient offers no new complaint. His wife tells me that he is he doesn't have a good memory anymore. She has noticed that over the years. She also feels as though his ability to move around the house has diminished somewhat over the last 4 or 5 years, period, new paragraph. He routinely uses a walker in his house, and he continues to do that, but she noticed he has a little bit more difficulty with that now. Period, new paragraph. By way of ambulation, when he gets out of the house, he uses a wheelchair. She assists him well with that, period, new paragraph. No chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain. He maintains his usual activities in normal form. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 150 over 67, pulse 69, respiration 16, temperature 97.8. Oxygenating well at 98%. Allergies to penicillin products, current medications, multiple medications, all reviewed in this chart. At a high level, he takes glipizide 5 milligrams 3 times a day, metformin 1000 BID, hydralazine 25 BID, omeprazole 40 daily, Singulair 10 daily, losartan 100 daily, carvedilol 25 BID, hydrochlorothiazide 25 daily, atorvastatin 40 daily, amlodipine 10 daily, levocetirizine 5 milligrams on a daily basis, period, new paragraph. He's needing refill of these medications today. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is in a wheelchair. Answers all my questions well. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears within normal limits. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender. There are no issues with bladder control or bowel control. Extremities, he does continue to have some mild lower extremity edema, which is which he continues to show that for some time now, period, in a paragraph, partly contributed to by the amlodipine, which he takes, period, in a paragraph. Once again, no shortness of breath, no weakness verbalized to me today, period, in a paragraph. Patient does have a history of a CVA in 2013. So current medications listed as above, medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipid, CVA in 2013, period, new paragraph. Continuing with the exam, as above, heart is regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen obese, as above stated. A patient does maintain full range of motion in all extremities. He is able to get up out of the wheelchair and walk over to the our weight control machine. His weight today is 213. He's able to get off that step and sit back down in the wheelchair as well, period, new paragraph. concerning his prior CVA, patient has not been taken care of by a neurologist. I keep telling his wife that she needs to go see a neurologist so that he can obtain the appropriate care as follow-up to the CVA. She told me she had a neurologist at the time of the stroke in 2013 and just never has gone back. She promises me that she will do this and follow up and get a Medicare doctor to help take care of him. I also want him referred to a cardiologist to maintain his cardiovascular health as well. Patient verbalizes understanding. His wife verbalizes understanding as well. The big complaint that they've had is they don't think they can afford to go to another physician. Period, new paragraph. At any rate, the plan of care has been reviewed with them. I've answered all their questions today. We will refill his medications, but they will follow up with another specialty doctor, including neurology and cardiology.